with psychic powers and now sports a chain around his neck and clothing that is even more tattered, revealing bone underneath. His mask is broken and reveals an extremely rotted face. But once again, to stop his rampage, he's sent to the bottom of the lake. Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, has Jason awoken by electric shock and finds a new mask. He now seems perpetually wet. He hops a boat to New York, and once there, is melted away by toxic sludge. But don't worry, in Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday, Jason is alive! Again! His mask is now embedded to his face, with wisps of hair falling out. Within the first 10 minutes, he's blown up and presumed dead. But the film carries on as his ghost possesses other people. He eventually resurrects himself, but is soon stabbed by a magic dagger and dragged into hell. Jason is risen by Freddy Krueger for their crossover, Freddy vs. Jason. His mask is no longer embedded, his skin appears leathery, and he's gained height. He's also sporting a new brown coat. Jason X shows Jason back to his normal height and flesh-colored skin, and his face here is lumpy. He's cryogenically frozen and let loose on a spaceship, and later rebuilt with nanotechnology, which gives him a shiny new mask and bodysuit. With nowhere left to go, the Jason series was rebooted with a more classic look in 2009, leaving Uber Jason in space.